B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss music station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What's the matter, Roy? You got a knot in your head?
I do.
Well, it's because they're like 4 feet long.
And I need it to be longer, actually.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday morning Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday morning MRL show.
Yeah, you've been a day behind all week, huh?
I have. It's yucky. I don't like being behind. I like being forward. Anyway, today is August 22nd, and maybe no storms today. Well, every time they say maybe no storms, it seems like the storms are bigger and worse than they are when they predict that storms are coming.
We didn't have any storms yesterday.
No,
right?
We didn't, but Troutman.
North of here did.
North of here got it, yeah. And then, like, out towards Albemarle.
Yeah.
We had a great Back to School for Teachers 2 party last night, thanks to everyone who came out. We'll discuss that. And I heard some interesting things from a teacher that we'll talk about at 6:35 this morning. Someone who's a big fan of the show, kind of dissected the show.
Okay.
So I'll share some of those thoughts. And we got to start the show with your day in 30 seconds. I can go first. Yesterday was kind of a big day for my son, Dean. And he got out of his 5-point harness car seat. And as a parent, he's in a booster seat now. He finally hit the weight and the length to be able to go just into a booster seat.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And that'll just make, like, when Amanda drops him off at school, it's just going to be easier for him to unclick and go and then click in and go. But he was enjoying his freedom yesterday. He was like, I can touch the roof. He goes, look, Dad, now I can look and see. I can look behind me in the car,
awesome.
Too.
That's cool.
So he's all set, and that was kind of a big deal yesterday, except nothing's easy. And I love the good folks at BritTax over in Fort Mill. That's where their headquarters is. Mm-hmm. Roy, the baby strollers and car seats headquarters and factories over there, too.
Yep.
But I just never give myself enough time. I'm like, oh, this will take 2 seconds to do. Well, like 10 minutes and a full shirt of sweat later.
Oh, to install the booster seat?
It's just mind converting. Just to do the conversion of it. I'm outside. I'm in the sun. It's hot in the back of the car. I'm watching the YouTube video. She's going too fast.
You have to pause it.
I got to pause it. Then I got to go back. And what she's doing is what I'm doing. But what I'm doing is not working. Anyway.
Yeah.
I do love me some BritTex products, though. So thank you to those guys in Fort Mill. I love local.
Awesome. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, man. He's excited. Freedom.
All right. Loren, what's your day in 30 seconds?
Honestly, I didn't do very much yesterday. I went home. I took a nap. And I played with Cash for a little bit before we went to Back to School for Teachers too. And that was really my day. It was actually a really nice, like, laid back, because I never have days like that.
Well, and the great thing for Loren and Dallas, her husband who came out last night, was you guys could have walked there.
It was literally 4 minutes from my house. It was amazing.
More stuff over there.
It took me forever to get there too. Oh my gosh. I was in
We're
my
so
car.
So far from you and Nicole.
I know. I was like, it took me like 50 minutes. I left like at 4:05.
Yeah.
And I got there like right at 5.
I know. Nicole and Roy are uptown in Plaza Midwood. And then I'm in Waxhaw and Loren's in Ballantyne. So like the four of us.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, a barbell that you like lift, you know, you got one weight on this side, one weight on this side. That's us.
It really is. And the crappy part is that it's really only a 20-minute drive. But with traffic man, it kills you.
But they started the work on 485, dude. They're starting to put the barriers up to get that toll lane going.
Oh, toll lane?
Yeah, I saw
that.
They're going to add another lane, too, from Johnston to Ray.
Well, let me just put this PSA out there, because I did it last Friday on my way to Queen Park Social. Y'all don't have to stop and look at the construction or look at the accident on the side of the road, because you're just going to start another accident. I saw like 4 accidents within 2 miles on my way to Queen Park Social last Friday. And I was like, guys, like, this is what's causing more accidents.
Yeah. You all right, bud?
I was fixing my mic. How about you, Roy? What was your day like in 30 yesterday?
I did a lot of schoolwork. Like, I'm back in school. And I don't know why I thought it wouldn't be, like, college work.
So you're doing Harvard's online business school.
Yeah. And
which is no joke, dude. Harvard.
I know. You thought Harvard wasn't going to be easy?
No, I just thought like a negotiation mastery class wouldn't have so much schoolwork. Like, I have to like research authors and write opinions and watch all these videos, and I have to do math. There's quite a bit of math because you got to calculate walkaways. And
if you want it easy, you should have done the Waxhaw Community College online.
I was a little taken back. Like, yesterday was like, I need to go to a library. Where the hell's a library? I had to like Google where a library was.
Why'd you have to go to the library?
I needed to go look for this. It's complicated. It's really not interesting. It's about this one author for a book, and I couldn't.
You can't get it online?
I needed immediately for what I was needing to do, and I was like, maybe a library has it.
You going to finish or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to finish. Okay. Yeah, it's just.
How many months is the online course?
It's up to December,
I think,
right?
It's just a semester, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just
good.
A semester.
So you don't have to do like a year or something?
No. Okay. No. It's not like a bachelor's or a degree or anything.
Right.
It's just a program.
But you'll get a certificate when you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll get a certificate from it.
Good. Okay.
So I was, doing that. I was, like, going to a library.
Hanging out with all the high schoolers. Hey, you done with the card catalog? I got to get in there.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. We've got a ton to get to today. War of the Roses. This one we found in the archives. It rarely happens, but this War of the Roses actually slipped through the cracks and was never aired from 2015.
Hmm.
So God only knows where this couple is right now, but there is an interesting concept. Loren, what was it? The dog found saw something. She saw something in the dog's mouth.
Yeah, that caused her to think that he's cheating. So I think it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And then there's a weird twist at the end, too, with the whole thing. Up next, though, we're going to tell you a show member tried the new Popeye's chicken sandwich and has a shocking review for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
One member of the show has tried the new Popeye's chicken sandwich with, that's what all the hubbub's about the last 72 hours. Lines, Loren. You can't
really
even get into the drive-thru. There's lines. You have to wait 45 minutes to get this chicken sandwich.
Why?
Because Popeye's has never released one before. It's the first time they're putting a chicken sandwich out there, and everybody's going crazy except for the Wendy's Twitter, who could care less.
But isn't it just going to be what they've already served in between a bun?
Let's find out from the cast member who went there. Her name is Nicole.
Hello, guys. I went yesterday. And
that surprises me that you're the first MRL show member to try the sandwich, by the way. I gotta say.
I thought for sure it'd be me.
I thought for sure it'd be me.
And there's really no explanation because I wasn't going to get, like, fast food yesterday. And then I was driving, and then I just wanted it. I was like, I'm tired of seeing it on Twitter. I'm tired of seeing it everywhere.
That's the only reason. Social media got you to do it.
And come to find out, so I get there, and everyone there was so amazing. Like, because obviously the line for the drive-thru was not only wrapped all the way around the building, but this Popeye's was in like a shopping center all the way out to the point where,
oh my God,
there was a roundabout and you couldn't get through the roundabout because it was backed up to the roundabout.
Was it worth it?
So at this point, I'm like, I'm just going to go in. There's no way that going inside is going to be longer than saying. So I had to park. I literally parked in a different parking lot, walked over, got inside. The line was all the way to the back of the building.
I mean, how did you not bail at this point?
Because at this point, I'm committed. And
do they have an app? Can I order online?
Well, they do DoorDash. I thought about it. But so I waited in line, and like people still kept coming in. And it was to the point where it looked like dominoes, because once the line got to the end, then it started wrapping around, and then it started wrapping back around.
By the way, anytime I've ever been inside of a domino, dominoes, inside of a Popeyes, it's like two people working in a desert. There's no one in there.
No one's in there.
Yeah, and I mean, they were slam packed, but everyone.
Do you even have enough employees to handle this?
To be honest, it took so long.
And by the way, that's one location. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine? There's Popeye's locations all across Charlotte, all across the country dealing with this.
The person in front of me said that that was her third Popeye's location that she had been to that day.
Love that chicken at Popeye's.
Y'all seriously love that chicken at Popeye's because I would never wait that long.
Yeah. Producer Nicole, everybody's waiting for the review of the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
So the bun, I had the classic, not the spicy. The bun, great. The pickles, great. Which I actually don't like pickles on my Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And I enjoyed the pickles on my Popeye's chicken sandwich. Great. Breading, perfection.
Wow.
The chicken was great. But? I think I'm going to have to stick with Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Really?
Now,
Bojangles has a good chicken sandwich,
but
too.
But, like, in my head, like, each of those, like, thinking of, like, the Bojangles chicken sandwich, Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, Popeyes, each one's for, like, a different occasion. You know, like,
really?
Like I would, when I would crave, like, a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, I couldn't see myself substituting that for the Popeyes. Mm-hmm. But I could also see myself craving the Popeyes and not being able to substitute that with the Chick-fil-A.
Interesting. Okay.
Every photo I've seen of the Popeyes looks like it's a really thick chicken, which scares me. Is it really thick?
It is, but I liked that because it felt like I was getting more.
Oh. Is it spicy?
They have a spicy option, but okay. I didn't get that.
Did you get the combo?
Yes.
Fries, and what did you get to drink?
Well, they were out of sweet tea and they're out of Coke, so I got Mellow Yellow.
Like when I went to
Mellow Yellow.
Yellow. No one's bought Mellow Yellow in years.
I'll just take water. Thank you very much.
The fries were really good.
Are they?
That was my first time at Popeye's ever.
Oh.
Awesome. Love that chicken at Popeye's. All right. Thank you, Nicole, for the review. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So 50 is actually speaking out. Remember, he kicked Wendy Williams out of his party, but now he's really talking about it. Coming up in two.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Did you guys see the cast of Dancing with the Stars season 28 was announced yesterday?
Yeah. Give us a couple of the people I forget.
I think this is going to be my favorite Dancing with the Stars cast in maybe ever. I'm not sure. Okay, so we have James Vanderbeek, Ray Lewis, Lamar Odom, Sean Spicer, Christy Brinkley, Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony, or formerly of.
Okay.
And then Meredith from The Office. So there's like a ton of people that I'm so excited to watch. And of course, Hannah Brown, who just finished her season of The Bachelorette.
You know what? There's not, like, sometimes there's a clear-cut person who you think is going to be able to do it, like a gymnast or like a figure skater who you're like,
well,
okay.
If you think, Allie, I mean, she sang and danced in Fifth Harmony.
Oh, yeah,
and
I guess you're right.
And then Ray Lewis has, like, he did his whole thing in the NFL. Like, he loved to entertain the crowd.
Sports figures do pretty well.
Yeah.
At that.
So, I don't know. Okay. I think this is going to be a really good season.
Sean Spicer.
Kel Mitchell. Like, I mean, there's so many people that I want to watch. I don't even know who I'm going to root for. All right. It is officially over between Miley and Liam. He has filed for divorce. It's official.
I was so confused by that because I saw a report where someone said that Miley was disappointed. I'm like, really? She was disappointed in him filing it? I think that's what she would want.
I think Lorenzo last week, she thought maybe they would get back together.
I thought, me personally, I think that they will get back together at some point. I think Miley is in her I need to be free phase. But I think they're each other's person. So, like, I don't know that they'll ever end up getting remarried if this divorce actually goes
finalized,
through.
Yeah.
But I think that they will get back together. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. You heard it here first.
50 Cent, he's got this beef with Wendy Williams. Somehow he decided he didn't want her at a pool party that he was throwing or that he was at and told security, like, hey, don't let her in. Well, she got in anyway. And now
she climbed the fence.
No, she found, I guess, another security guard that wasn't in the loop. And she took her son in to meet Snoop. Well, now 50 is saying this.
I don't know what she was even doing there. Like, why? I'm not going to Wendy Williams' parties. She knew I was at that party. Why is she going to that party? Snoop is only in New York because of me. Why is she going to see Snoop? Go see him another time when I'm not there. I'll come where I'm at.
This is so petty.
I don't like
it. It is so good.
I know. And the whole thing, he's upset. And he says it at the end there. But
He said, I don't like you.
He says, I don't like you. You talked about me on your show. You talked about me. Like, I don't like you. Don't come to my party. I am so intrigued on how Wendy will handle this. Yeah. Speaking of people that don't like each other, Mariah Carey is looking for more money in damages from her former assistant. She says that she breached her non-disclosure agreement and that she's still leaking information. And now Mariah is looking for an additional $2 million from her former assistant. That is your Dirty for Now.
Yesterday, we did Back to School for Teachers 2 at Blackfin and Ballantyne. Thanks to all the teachers who came out. It was so successful. It was a lot of fun. A lot of the teachers and administrators had a great time. Sitting in the corner was a teacher and a school counselor. And the school counselor had some interesting things to say about the MRL Morning Show, as you can imagine. I asked the opinion, and I got it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show, Back to School for Teachers 2. We've been doing it now for what seems like 5 years.
I think? four or five years.
5 years. I can't keep track anymore. But we do it every year, and it was bigger than ever. It was amazing.
Yep. So many teachers came out. Shout out to the Monroe School District, Rock Hill School District, Union County. Obviously, Charmec teachers were there. There was a teacher who had to come all the way down from Cabarrus County. Mm-hmm. And that's the teacher who was there with one of the, I said, where are you guys teachers? And she said they work for the Cabarrus County School District. But the other young lady who was sitting there was a counselor for the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, so are you fans of the Manny Roy and Loren Show? She said, yes, we were just talking about how beautiful Loren looked.
Aww.
And how awesome and great the whole show is. And so I said, as a counselor, what would you say? You know, you listen to the show on a daily basis. What would you say about us? And she just kind of laughed and she looked at her friend and they were just kind of like laughing at each other. She's like, you guys are interesting.
Yeah.
She's like, the thing I can tell is that you genuinely like each other.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah. She goes, and you have no problem calling each other out.
No.
I said, no. And she goes, and I don't imagine like any of that carries off, you know, off the air.
No, we're.
I said, no, there was one time though, Roy, where Loren didn't talk to us for about a week.
Well, mm-hmm. That's what happens when you love each other.
You know? You guys are like my brothers. Yeah. Manny's like my older brother that sometimes picks on me.
Yeah.
And Roy's my little brother who does nothing wrong ever.
Thank you. I try. Someone's got to be the middle.
He's the baby, right?
I said, as a counselor, though, you know, what you do is just as important as anybody's job in that school. You know, talking to these young kids and stuff. And she got me thinking, and I went home and I told my wife, I said, maybe like we should set up an appointment for Dean to talk to the school counselor just like once a month or something like that, just to check in. I don't know. I mean, I think therapy is awesome. We all do.
Do they do therapy or do they do more academic counseling?
Yeah, no, I think they do academic counseling.
I don't think
now.
It's like a therapy.
Not when I went to like middle school.
Really? They sat down and was like, how do you feel?
The counselor was like, well, to me, he's like, why do you think you act out in class? I'm like, because I want the laughs. He's like, that's all it is? You're not getting attention at home? I go, no, I love the laughs. Like, I love the attention. He's like, all right.
Well, he's probably making sure that you weren't being abused.
Of course. Well, I'm sure. But, I mean, I'm sure Dean can just check in and say hi to the counselor and, you know, how's everything going? That's all.
Well, it's probably smart. Although,
I'm just trying to
get out ahead of some, you know.
Who knows? I think the mystique that therapy is bad because you're quote unquote crazy or not normal if you see a therapist.
No, I love like, my therapist.
I know you do. I talked about how my wife and I go to a marriage therapist every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, that was an important person to have there last night, I thought.
So did
counselor.
She ever break down our characters? Or
yeah, she said you're a lunatic.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me something I don't already know.
Yeah.
You know, my counselor back in school failed me in so many ways. I mean, I had the worst counselor. I didn't know I had to get SAT. No one guided me to an SAT test or scholarships.
Mm. You had a non-guidance counselor.
I had a non-guidance. I thought you had to be like a wizard to get a scholarship. And then I saw some idiots that I knew that barely had like passing grades getting scholarships. I'm like, screw you. How'd you get that? I realize that there's just companies that pay for it.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, yeah, so thanks to everyone who came out to Back to School for Teachers, too. Thanks to Joe Moss for dropping in. Thanks to Blackfin for throwing it all together for us. Ben, the general manager over there at Blackfin, he's always awesome. He said he'd be listening this morning at this time, but I'm sure he's not. All the people in the food industry are like, we'll be listening in the morning. Then they wake up at 11. Anyway, thanks to everyone and all the teachers. Congratulations, and we wish you the best of luck this year in teaching our kids. One of the things we talked about yesterday with one of the teachers was like silly questions that you get from the kids. And it came up that there's like no dumb questions. So it got us thinking here on the show. Let's line the phones up right now. What's something you're afraid to ask because you feel like you should know the answer to it?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You can call us right now at 704-570-9595. What's something you're afraid to ask because you should know the answer?
I feel like people aren't playing because they're afraid to ask. They feel embarrassed, but no one's going to judge you.
I'll start things off.
Oh, there's good.
A plethora of things that I'm stupid in and I need help in. How do you load a dishwasher? Is it the knife part, pointy part down and the forks down, or do they go to the top? You know what I mean? Which way is it? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I do it one way.
Personal preference. I do too, but I used to do it a different way.
All right, what do you do?
I used to do all points down. Because when you reach
to me.
Right, when you reach into the dishwasher, I didn't want to stab myself.
Right, or have the kids grab it.
My husband has beat me into submission as far as like mentally doing, putting them up now, because then they don't get the drip marks on them.
Yeah, and I think they're going to get cleaner if they're faced up.
Really?
I think so.
But then how do you grab the knives? You just catch your hands?
You got to go carefully.
Yeah.
You know, you could take that out. That whole thing comes out.
Yeah.
Where you, and then you put it on the counter. Maybe it's easier.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You do that than grabbing. Good question,
I think it's safer to put them down, personally.
Yeah. But I never know, and I've always been afraid to ask.
Here's something I feel like I should know, and I don't. I don't know how many people know the answer to this, but because my dad was a pilot and worked with this measurement, I feel like I should know. I feel like I should know how fast a knot is compared to a miles per hour, and I don't, and that annoys me. Yeah, like, we'll be traveling at 250 knots, and I'm like, what's that mean?
How fast is a knot?
And my dad has explained it to me 50 times, and I still don't get it.
It's probably like 7. Oh, you just divide it by 1/2 of 7.
Yeah.
That's how I feel with, like, betting. You know how, like, people bet, and, like, the line is, like, +2 or +1? Like, that's how I feel when somebody... I've had it explained to me 18 different ways. I still don't get it.
What are things that you are afraid to ask because you think you should know the answer? How do you pronounce Worcestershire? Is it Worcestershire? Worcestershire?
Yeah.
Or Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Isn't it Worcestershire?
What?
Worcestershire sauce? Worcestershire? I don't know.
What about you, Lorraine? You got a question over there that you think you should know the answer to?
Yeah, and I started thinking about this because we had back to school from teachers too last night at Blackfin, and I don't understand the grading scale. It goes A, B, C, D, there's no E, and then it goes to F.
Well, because E looks like you did excellent. You don't want to confuse the kid.
That's true.
Could you imagine if you're if they changed it up and kids brought home E's? Mom, I got an E today. Good for you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would have to pull out like my report cards from when I was like kindergarten or first grade. I went to a Catholic school, and I think they used E. I don't think they used F then.
No, I mean, when I was in elementary school, we had like E for excellent, S for satisfactory.
Oh, no. It was like A, B, C, D, E. Like, an E was an F.
Oh.
I think. I would have to go back and look at it, but I'm pretty sure that's what I remember.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, all the questions I have about different things. I mean, like, I couldn't tell you, like, is Jamaica owned by another country or is it its own country?
I think Jamaica is its own country.
You know what I mean? But then, like, the Bahamas is, like, or like, St. Martin is half French and half Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found out Denmark owns Greenland. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How did... Does somebody own us?
Yeah, who owns us? I think they do. I think China does. Or Russia, if you ask some people. All right. Well, there's our little segment we wanted to do, dumb questions. Thanks for chiming in on that, people. We really appreciated hearing from you. We do have something we have to get to. There is some dissension in the MRL show. One show member thinks it's hilarious that they got a Venmo request from another show member. It all happened on the rap party. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Once again, thanks to everyone who came out to our annual Back to School for Teachers 2 party in Ballantyne at the Blackfin last night. Great time. So many teachers and so many school administrators from different counties. Somebody won a $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct. We gave out memberships to Planet Fitness. All teachers were super happy. And thanks for getting ready to kick butt for a school year for us. We appreciate it. If you're not listening to the MRL show Rap Party, in other words, if you're listening to our voices right now and you're a fan of the Daily Morning Show from 6 to 10, then you definitely got to use your companion. And a lot of people don't even know we do this, but it's called the Rap Party Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's where we get to talk about things that we didn't have enough time to get to, some behind-the-scenes stories. It's a little bit looser, a little bit relaxed. And yesterday on the Rap Party Podcast, which we do encourage everyone to go on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, bpodstudios.com, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to the MRL On Demand podcast so you can hear this. But a little drama magically unfolded on the podcast.
I hate the word drama.
I didn't know there were any issues.
Roy did something that made me laugh.
Okay, here we go. This is from the podcast, you guys, that you can listen to on the app, on demand. Here it is. Did you Venmo request something from Loren?
I did.
Did she pay it?
No, I didn't pay it yet.
What's the problem with this?
Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, this is so good. Okay, explain, Loren.
So Roy Venmo'd me $2.42.
I requested $2.42.
Yes. Yeah. And we got breakfast the other day, and everyone got something, and all I wanted was an unsweetened iced tea. And I jokingly said, send me a Venmo and I'll pay you. You know, mm-hmm. It's $2.
Right.
I'm like looking at this request going, he's joking too. And then I realized that he probably was not joking. He wasn't picking up the joke that I was putting down.
I'm not joking. You told me to Venmo request you. I said, hey, how do you guys want to split it? And we said, you know,
right.
Venmo.
It's $2, dude. I would have given you the $2.
Okay, and I'm not. Well, you know, I don't want the money now.
That's just a snippet of the Rap Party Podcast. And the great thing about the Rap Party Podcast is this conversation might not even have come to light on the air. So now with the podcast, we get to talk about more things.
I never knew there was an issue.
Okay, here's the question that we have. And maybe somebody can settle it. Maybe just we'll do like one call says it all. We'll just take one caller, Nicole. Is there a certain level of money that you shouldn't go below when you request a Venmo payback?
Like, what's the lowest you've ever... Are we asking, like, what's the lowest you've ever seen?
Do you think somebody's going to say somebody Venmo'd me 25 cents?
No.
If anybody requested a Venmo amount of money for you or from you under a dollar, 704-570-9595. Because that's the joke here.
I know, but like there's no way people are asking for change on Venmo. Like, I don't even, if let's say that this was a higher amount that we went to breakfast for and we all owed like $7.49. I would never Venmo you $7.49. I would Venmo you $8.
See, Roy thinks that's strange. He thinks that you should pay the exact amount on the receipt.
Yeah, especially like on Venmo, it just comes out of your bank account. And like if I swipe my card, they don't round it at the store. It's $7.43. You just...
I mean, technically...
I get it, so...
Technically...
Getting so many blank stares.
Loren's just staring at Roy. Technically, Roy's...
Oh, I don't understand.
Roy's right. If it was... So you feel like if he Venmo requested you $3, you would have paid him $3. But the fact that it's $2.43.
Yeah, I just think that it's funny that anything that started with a two was Venmo requested to me.
I mean,
times are tough.
Like she goes on to say, and that's fine. You're owed the money.
Yeah.
But like Loren goes on to say in the Rap Party Podcast, we didn't pull that clip there, but you go on to say, how would you have paid him?
I would have just given him the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just would have given you $3 in cash and told you to keep the change.
Well, then maybe when I say, how do you guys want to handle the bill, don't say just Venmo me.
But if we would, okay, let's say that we would have done this in cash, okay? I wouldn't have given you $2.42 and said, here's my, I would give you $3.
No, because that's you dealing with cash. But see, like, Venmo is connected to your bank account. I would feel weird about, I don't know. All right, let's talk with Morgan in the union. Hey, Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Hey. Hi. Me and my friend were at a club one time, and she forgot like that she only had like $4 in her bank account at the time because we were in college, and she had to Venmo herself 30 cents from my account because the total came out to be like $4.30, and she only had the $4, and she didn't realize it until they swiped it, and so she went. She grabbed my phone and was like, I need 30 cents right now before my bank charges me $30.
Oh, so $30 to overdraft.
So that way she didn't have to pay the overdraft fee. So I just gave her the 30 cents.
Do you kind of understand, though, Morgan, where Loren's coming from? I mean, nobody here is saying that Roy shouldn't get the $2.43. I think Loren's just saying on the Rap Party podcast that it was hilarious that it was a Venmo request. Like, she should have just given him the cash.
Oh, right. Like, if the bar would have let us give just the 30 cents separately, then we definitely would have done that. But she needed it, like, on her debit card because he had already swiped it. Like, $2 cash is easy to just hand over.
Yeah, so funny. I don't think I've ever seen a 30 cent.
Thanks, Morgan. But she would have been charged $30 by her bank.
30 cents. Or $30.
I ain't a math genius, but even that to me doesn't work out.
I got to admit, I think $2.43 is the lowest I've ever requested on Venmo. I don't know why. I just did it.
Hey, somebody with area code 910 brings up a point, and it's interesting. I mean, I guess. I feel like my mom knows, but she says, y'all, a lot of people probably have no idea what Venmo is. Why don't you elaborate?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So it's a money sharing app. You can send people money.
Like PayPal.
Kind of like PayPal, like Apple Pay, like the Cash App. Yeah, that's cool that some people don't know what Venmo is.
That could have been our boss.
No, I don't know that my mom would know what Venmo was until we introduced it to her.
Right. I mean, I introduced it to my mom, too, and I was like, hey, Venmo me, I'll Venmo you. But my mom was freaked out about putting her bank account routing number onto the app. But you can also use a debit card.
My parents are weird about that, too. Like, I don't think they don't believe Amazon isn't going to get hacked or something. Like, Amazon's fine. Like, you can buy from Amazon. Like, you can trust that.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. Your bank could get hacked. I mean, you know what I mean? If you're going to tiptoe around everything.
I mean, you get, Target's a disaster.
Yeah.
They're always getting breached.
Still go in there and spend $100 a pop. You cannot walk into Target without dropping a hundo.
And for those who really don't know what Venmo is, it's wonderful because you get to spy on people and you know who's paying who rent, who's paying whose cell phone bill, who's paying.
Oh, I do everything private.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So many people do it publicly. You could just eavesdrop, not eavesdrop, but you could spy on your friends and what they pay.
That's funny. Yeah. Hey, are you going to pay the $2.43 then?
Yeah. No, I don't want
to
buy
it. I'll give it to you.
No, I canceled the request.
No.
I canceled the request.
I'm going to give it to you in pennies.
That's coming up in the Dirty on the 30, Lauren.
Taylor Swift, she's got a plan to get back at Scooter Braun, and I'll tell you what it is coming up in 5 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Taylor Swift, we know that she was really unhappy with Scooter Braun owning her master recordings. And it seems like she does have a plan. She's taking Kelly Clarkson's advice, if you remember. Taylor was asked in a recent interview if she will go back and re-record those albums, if that was a plan. And she answered, yes, that's the plan, absolutely.
Hmm.
So,
she's going to go back and re-record her whole library?
Well, now here's the catch. I guess there is a lot of times a recording clause in recording artist contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So Taylor will have to wait until hers expires. And nobody knows when her contract actually expires. So we're not privy to that information. But there is also something called the original production clause, which is in a lot of these contracts too. So she would have to change something about that version. She can't use the original version and just sing it.
So she would have to change a lyric or two?
She would have to change something with the songs.
Okay.
The Rock just tops Forbes' highest paid actor of the year. So he brought in... Oh, he brings in so much money, but he brought in $23.5 million. So he makes like $700,000 an episode for Ballers. And then he's got Jumanji 2 coming out. Like, he has all these things going on. He is, he gets royalties from Under Armour. So he was at the top of the list. Chris Hemsworth right behind him. And I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, what's he doing? I guess, isn't he Thor or something?
I mean, he's amazingly beautiful.
Yeah, but. I know, but maybe he's getting like, I don't know,
yeah,
superhero money.
That's superhero money.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Let's see. Angelina Jolie is just like all of us. She's dropping Maddox off at school. He's going to college, y'all. And she surprised fans in South Korea when she was dropping him off to university, trying to fight back the tears, holding it together like the rest of us as the kids go off to college.
Oof.
And Bethany Frankel is leaving The Real Housewives. I never thought I would see the day.
Yeah.
I thought Bethany Frankel would be with this franchise until they canceled the show. But she has decided to part ways.
Doesn't she have the skinny girl margarita thing going on?
Yeah, she has like skinny girl everything.
Yeah.
So that's what she said. She's like, I want to focus on my business, on my kids. I have other things that I want to do, and I'm just really excited about my future. She did say... her experience with Bravo has been incredibly magical, though.
Okay.
Roy, there's an opening now.
Yeah.
You may be able to jump on that.
Yeah.
Being the reality star that you are.
I'll let you know how it goes.
I would love to be part of that franchise.
I know you would.
I know.
And you would drag your poor husband into it.
I would. And he would fight it tooth and nail at first, but then I feel like he'd be okay with it.
Hey, can I share a local story?
Yeah.
That's kind of dirty related.
Sure.
A couple from the Noda Company store and a smaller place called The Canteen at Camp North End are going to appear on HGTV's, it's my favorite show, The Caribbean Life.
Oh, cool.
Where people leave the mainland to go live in an island somewhere and make everybody jealous that they decided to do it and we're still living here in the cold in the winter. Anyway, they established a restaurant in their hometown and now they're going to try and find a place in the Caribbean. And I think it's going to air this weekend.
Awesome.
And go check it out on HGTV.
By the way, just before we end the dirty, Will Ferrell had a very special announcement on social media. Demi Lovato, of course, was celebrating her birthday, and he announced that she was joining the cast of this Eurovision for Netflix. So that's something that will be upcoming on Netflix that you'll be able to watch soon.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
Let's play Can't Be the Rent. 704-570-9595. 42 wins. Call now.
Now, it's time for Can't Be the Rent.
Oh, ring it.
Roy's having a sneeze attack off the air, y'all.
Ooh.
You got any more coming? You know what you got to do? You got to itch your underneath your lip.
We're at
underneath
five.
Your nose above your lip.
Oh, my
We're
gosh.
At five sneezes
okay.
so far.
If it happens, I'm so sorry.
Caitlin, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Be Loren today.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and get to stepping.
I am.
She's all business.
She is stepping out of the studio.
You got one coming? You got one in the chamber?
I feel it tickling.
Caitlin in the gas house. Let's play Can't Beat Loren, okay?
Okay.
It's been a busy week for The Rock. He got married over the weekend, and now he tops the Forbes highest paid actors list. He starred in the new Jumanji alongside which Jonas brother?
Nick Jonas.
And it's a sad day for Hollywood relationships as Liam Hemsworth has officially filed for divorce from whom?
Miley Cyrus.
Question three, Dancing with the Stars just revealed their cast and Lamar Odom's on it. He's Khloe's ex-husband, but a lot of people might know him for playing this professional sport.
Basketball.
Lori Loughlin is remorseful and has regrets over the college admission scandal. She's known for playing Rebecca on what ABC/Netflix sitcom?
Full House.
And Demi Lovato had a great birthday and even announced she has been cast in a new Will Ferrell flick. Will Ferrell established himself in the 1990s as on a cast member of what NBC sketch comedy show?
SNL.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Kaylin and Gastonia got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. I can feel the tension in here. Loren's been standing for the last 20 minutes pacing. Nervous. It's been a busy week for The Rock, Loren. He got married over the weekend, and now he tops the Forbes highest paid actors list. He stars in the new Jumanji alongside which Jonas brother?
Nick.
It's a sad day for Hollywood relationships as Liam Hemsworth has officially filed divorce from whom?
Miley Cyrus.
And Dancing with the Stars just revealed their cast, and Lamar Odom's on it. He's Chloe's ex-husband, but we also might know him from playing what professional sport?
Basketball.
Lori Loughlin's remorseful and has regrets over the college admission scandal. She's known for playing Rebecca on what ABC/Netflix sitcom?
Full House or Fuller House.
And question five, Demi Lovato. You know this person?
I know this person.
Well, that's a leg up, isn't it? She had a great birthday and even announced she has been cast in a new Will Ferrell film.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Will Ferrell established himself in the 1990s as a cast member on what NBC sketch comedy show?
SNL. I don't like when you look at me like that.
Well, Lorraine, you had a good run. You get them all correct. You're going to go up to 43 wins. It's a tie.
Kaylin, thanks for playing. It is a tie. You know what we want to hear.
I know. My name is Kaylin from Gastonia, and I cannot beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing.
You thanks, represented guys. The gas house well, Kaylin. Good for you. Whoa.
All right.
What happened to the computer?
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Hit that button for me.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
You got the magic fingers, Roy.
Oh, man.
So this is interesting. Sometimes things slip through the cracks at your job, and you're like, oh, that's where that file is that we've been looking for. We recorded a War of the Roses 4 years ago, and somehow it got saved in the wrong file folder.
Uh-huh.
And producer Nicole goes, oh, my God, look, we found that War of the Roses we were looking for. We found it, and we're going to get it for you. Alexis found something in her boyfriend dog's mouth. Right, Loren, you heard it yesterday.
Yeah, it was in the dog's mouth, and it made her think that he's cheating.
Now, producer Nicole swears there is the craziest twist at the end of this never-heard-before War of the Roses from 4 years ago that you gotta hear. Alexis, Greg, War of the Roses, coming up in just about a little more than 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Alexis emailed us, and she needs to do a War of the Roses on her boyfriend, Greg. How long have you and Greg been together, Alexis?
It's been like 3 months.
Okay. So fairly new relationship.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So no kids involved or anything like that. Are you guys living together?
We're not living together, but I do take my dog to his house.
I don't think Loren and Roy saw this email. I read it. So tell them how a dog is responsible for you thinking that Greg might be cheating on you.
Yeah.
So my dog walked out of his room, and he was carrying a high heel in his mouth. And it is not my shoe. And it was like, yeah. So I asked him about it, and he's like, it's not yours. And he turned bright red, and it's like a size 8, and I wear a 6. It was a hooker heel. It is not my shoe. What is the shoe doing in his room?
Maybe he dresses in women's clothes. You never know.
That's fine.
Okay.
Well, good. That's good.
All right. So there might be an explanation for this.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's find out whose high heel was hanging. Whether two, was it a pair or was it just one? Did you do any more snooping after your dog came back with the heel?
He got super weird, and we just we left the apartment immediately, so I didn't even have a chance to go in there.
Okay. Are you ready, Alexis?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Greg.
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company, and I just wanted to say congratulations because you're our text to win winner for this month. You win one dozen red roses in a beautiful package to send to the one that you love.
What do I have to do? What's the catch?
Oh, there's no catch. I don't need anything from you, a credit card or anything like that. I just need the name of the person that you'd like to send the package to and what you would like a card to say.
Wait, it's free roses? I can just send whatever I want?
Mm-hmm. It's a free dozen beautiful red roses, and it's a romantic package.
All right. Well, do me a favor and address the package to Lindsay.
Okay, to Lindsay. And
yeah.
What would you like the card to say?
Will you write on the card? This is a little weird, but just say, "Right, you're a straight freak, and I love it."
You're a straight freak, and
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, you're a straight freak. And I love it. Like, it's a bunch of exclamation points.
That's not that bad. I've heard worse.
Oh, good.
Is this your girlfriend or your wife?
No, it's just somebody, this crazy girl I met while I was doing this bar crawl.
Oh, the bar crawl. That's a good place to meet somebody. That's not your girlfriend, Greg.
What? Who is this? What is this? Some sort of sketch? What is going on here?
Yep. You're on Kiss 95.1. You ever heard of War of the Roses?
What did I do?
Hi, Greg.
Alexis was on the phone. She heard the entire conversation. She called us because of the high heel that her dog found in your room. She didn't like your answer. She thinks you're cheating on her. So is that high heel in your room Lindsay's?
I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, it's obviously not Alexis's.
Well, I was rooting for the fact that you dress up as a woman.
Right?
No, man.
No,
not
okay.
That.
So was
no
I.
Way.
It's better than cheating.
So you're openly admitting that Lindsay is someone that you met and she's a straight freak and you don't really care about Alexis. And I know that you and Alexis have only been together for 3 months. We know all about that. But, like, what are we doing here, Alexis?
Well, I'm just saying, Greg, I could be a freak, too, if that's what you're looking for.
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, why didn't you say something before? I'm sorry, but, like...
Well,
what are you thinking?
This isn't a therapy session.
Yeah.
This is called War of the Roses, Alexis. I mean, so Alexis, you're not mad about this Lindsay person? You're willing to like oversee that and move on and just get freaky?
Kinda.
Greg, are you willing to give this another go round with Alexis and get rid of Lindsay?
I mean, I'm down if you're maybe into adding one more person to the mix. Maybe I could invite Lindsay over.
Yeah, let's not push that too early, but
I was gonna invite Roy over. That's what I thought you were going, but all right, so Alexis, you're cool with Greg and everything's fine. You guys are just gonna go be freaky and stay in your relationship.
Yeah.
So this wasn't War of the Roses as much as it was just a therapy session.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad we could render our services.
All right.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Yep. Thanks guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
WMKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, we played a War of the Roses that kind of fell through the cracks, and it's from 2015, by the way. And we got a text message, and I don't know whether to believe it or not, because a text message came in and said, "This is Alexis from War of the Roses, LOL. Greg and I broke up 5 months after we were on." But who knows if it's real? I don't know. You know, I mean, we can't verify that the person on the other side of the text is real, but that was pretty funny.
I was going through the Whisper app. The Whisper's so cool. All these people put their confessions and secrets out there, and there are some crazy ways people have been dumped. And if you've been dumped in a crazy way, call us right now, 704-570-9595. Manny, you are kind of the ghoster, so I mean, do you have a crazy...
You know, I got dumped quite a bit too, Roy.
Right.
I guess I was dating. I was dating this girl for about 3 months, 2 months maybe.
Uh-huh.
You know, we were exclusive with each other, and I took her to a family get together, and she told me that her aunt was sick and she had to leave.
Oh yeah,
I remember that.
And she ended up ghosting me. Like I never heard from her again. And we were solid, makeout sessions.
Whoa.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Here are some of the crazy ways people have been dumped. I left the divorce papers on the kitchen table and took my stuff. My wife thought we were robbed. She called me frantically until I told her to look at the papers on the table.
That is savage.
I feel bad for her. She's like, oh my God, we've been robbed.
She's like, no, it's worse.
See here. I dumped my ex at my sister's wedding, which was 6 hours out of town. I probably did that the wrong way. Yeah, you don't have to dump and then drive 6 hours back.
Can we find someone who broke up while on vacation?
It's awful.
704-570-9595. That would suck.
She cheated on me. So in the middle of the night, I discreetly packed her things, put them outside, and woke her up telling her that there's an emergency. The second she walked outside, I locked the door.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Get a walking.
Wow. Super savage.
Oh, man. 704-570-9595.
You know, my friend Mark sent me a text message, and he brings up a good point based on my story. He goes, wait, I can't believe someone met your family and they wanted to leave you. That's a good point. We're like the Addams Family. Very strange.
Let's talk with Ashlyn. Ashlyn.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. I was actually dumped by my most recent relationship. She was drunk, and I later found out that she was drinking with the person that she was dumping me for prior to dumping me.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was gross.
And Loren, getting dumped while drunk, don't you say, why don't you sober up, then let's talk about this? Or,
and that's what I said.
Yeah, like,
but I
yeah.
never saw her or heard from her again. Wow. So I never got that justice, I guess you can say.
That closure, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least somebody didn't say there's an emergency, get out,
and then lock
the door behind you.
Right. Well, you know what? I did get my closure, and my closure was, you know, if you're that, you know, scummy that you're going to break up with me drunk in the first place, and then I find out what I found out later, then that's my closure.
Yeah. Listen, you're better off. There's no doubt about it,
exactly.
Ashley. I don't even know her. I'm telling you that.
All right, have a good one, Ashlyn. By the way, Ashlyn was there at our Back to School for Teachers 2 last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So big thank you to her and all the other teachers and faculty members that came out to Blackfin and Ballantyne. Such a good time.
Yep. Thanks to Ben and the whole crew at Blackfin for taking care of us. That was awesome.
These are the crazy ways people have dumped someone. I told a dude I was gay, so he wouldn't try to get back at me. Keep trying to date me even after I dumped him. Did the whole I'm gay thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk with Chelsea in Statesville.
So this isn't my story, it's my friend's story, but her and her boyfriend went to Australia for vacation, and she woke up the next day and he had flew back home and left her there.
Left her in Australia, in another country?
Yes. She woke up and she was all by herself, and I guess he had like left her like a handwritten note that was kind of like, sorry, enjoy your trip, and then left. So she went scuba diving and did everything by herself and had a great time.
Good for her.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't do me any favors.
Right?
How long did she stay after he came back here?
I think however long their trip was originally planned, so I think it was just like a few days after, but she didn't know anybody or anything, so...
Good on you, mate.
That is totally okay with me. Do you know the first thing I'm doing if I get dumped in Australia? I'm going to find the Hemsworth boys. Those Aussies are
Thank you
hot.
For sharing, Chelsea.
Oh, man. This is Amanda in Charlotte.
Hi, yes. I got an email from my boyfriend's mom saying that he didn't want to be with me anymore, and God bless
him. No.
From the guy's mom?
Yes.
Girl, you're so much better off. Like, let's just be honest. Your mom wrote me an email? No.
Insane.
How do you think that came about?
I don't know. He was crazy anyways. It was for the best.
Did you respond?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know, Amanda...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I dated, well, I'm married to an Amanda now.
Right.
I dated another Amanda just before I met my wife, Amanda.
Oh, really?
So listen to this, though. It's kind of a similar story. That Amanda's mom called me. I'm walking in Beale Street in Memphis, and all of a sudden my phone rings, and it's a weird number. I pick it up, and she goes, hi, this is Mrs. Blah, 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 and I just want to tell you, you're making a bad mistake by breaking up with my daughter, just so you know.
No way.
Yeah. She's like, she's going to make someone a fine wife one day.
yeah, it's just not going to be me.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Amanda. I was like, so sorry, but I don't know what to tell you.
Like, moms more. Can't get involved. Parents, just stay out of your kids' relationships.
Yeah, it's weird. Yaz in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hi, Yaz. What's the crazy way you got dumped?
Me and the guy, we used to meet at a coffee shop in my hometown where we grew up. And he just stopped meeting me there. And whenever I went to order my coffee, like, I was just thinking it was a normal meeting like we meet in the morning.
Sure.
And they just gave me a napkin where he had wrote that he couldn't see me anymore.
He wrote the breakup note on a napkin and wasn't even there?
No, he didn't stick around and I never seen him again.
That's like Mr. Big on Sex and the City. Didn't he leave Carrie a note, like a post-it note?
Yes, I just saw that episode the other day. They broke up, then got back together, and he stayed one more night with her, and then she woke up thinking everything was kosher and found the note.
Oh, my gosh. So I found out later, then he didn't come back to school. Like, I found out, like, him and his family moved to Ohio.
Mm.
So I don't know if that was a part of it or what.
But how long had you dated him at that point?
Oh, it was, like, a couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sucks. Left on a note. Thanks, Yaz. All right, keep them coming. You can text us, 704-570-9595. We'll keep reading through a couple of them. Anything good, we'll put them on the air. The strange way you got broken up.
Still to come.
One of the original Housewives, an OG, is leaving Bravo. She's done with the franchise. I never thought I would see this day. I will tell you who it is in less than 10 minutes in the dirty.
I got to tell you real quick, I'm a little nervous. My wife is texting me and you.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. Let's go to commercial real quick before Loren says something.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
I cannot believe that this day has come, but an OG of the Real Housewives of New York is leaving, and it's Bethany Frankel. I never thought. I thought she would be with him until the very end. But she is leaving the Real Housewives of New York on Bravo. And she made the announcement by saying that her experience with Bravo has been nothing but magical. But she's excited for her future. And the best is yet to come.
I wonder how my mom feels about that. She's a huge Real Housewives fan.
I don't think I could tell. Like, I love the Real Housewives franchise. But, like, outside of, like, I don't know, Camille, Nene, Bethany, I'm trying to think,
Teresa.
Lisa Vanderpump, Teresa, like outside of the like big names, I don't think I could tell you who else was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like Bethany
Kelsey
Frankel.
Kelsey Grammer's wife.
Yeah. Bethany Frankel is like a household name when it comes to the Housewives. I'm really upset about that. So Liam Hemsworth has officially filed for divorce for Miley Cyrus from Miley Cyrus. But it didn't seem to mess up Miley's day. Miley and Caitlyn Carter, who used to date Brody Jenner, they want to put good vibes in the universe. So they sent Brody a gift basket of a cannabis gift basket.
Oh, nice.
Okay. A note that he shared on Instagram that said, "Weed. Like to wish you a happy birthday. Lots of love, Miley and Caitlin."
I mean,
that's funny.
Brody even said that there's nothing, that there's no drama there, that he's happy for Caitlin.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of animosity. They were together for a long time, too.
Well, check this, though. Brody and Miley were friends and introduced, Brody introduced her to Caitlin.
I know.
So I could see Brody and Miley being on the same wavelength, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, so Taylor Swift, she is unhappy with Scooter Braun, and it seems like she has a plan to get back at him. She is taking Kelly Clarkson's advice, which she revealed in a recent interview. The interviewer asked if she was going to re-record those old songs, and she said, "That's the plan, absolutely, yeah." But now there's all these like clauses in artist contracts. So there's a re-record clause that you have to wait until it expires to be able to do that. And if you are going to do it, there's an original production clause in those contracts as well, which means that you can't copy the original version. You have to change something about
it. Yeah, so like instead of her being at, like always, we never go out of style, she'll have to do like, "We're always out of style."
Right, something different. You got to change
the
words
around.
And
instead of me,
it'll
be, "Hoo, hoo, hoo." I'm going to listen to those albums with the words changed.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. Mariah Carey, she is demanding even more money from her ex-assistant. And she's asking for $2 million. Now, that seems a little excessive.
Hey, the IRS is asking that of Roy.
Really? $2 million, huh?
$2 million?
You said it was a lot.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
but she says that her former assistant breached a non-disclosure agreement and is still leaking information. So now she wants another $2 million from her.
For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the other day Roy mentioned that he forgot to pay taxes in 2015.
Yeah. Just mentioned that. Slid it through.
I probably shouldn't publicly have put that on broadcast airwaves. It's not really helping my case.
Oh, don't worry. We'll keep bringing it up.
Yeah, thank you. If you could actually bring it up in more A-time time frames, like, I mentioned that at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning when nobody listens to this show.
So we've done, now that it's at 8:30, we'll do it at 7:30 tomorrow.
8:30 when there's just hundreds of thousands of people listening and probably IRS people going to work. Thank you.
You already got busted. It's not like you hit it.
I'll pay it back. I'm so sorry, government.
Venmo them.
Yeah, I'll Venmo the government. Okay.
All right, what's hot? What's trending? What does everyone need to get their hands on? What does Loren like?
So, I do love to cook, even though I don't do it too often. And my son loves pancakes, so I've been trying to figure out, like, cute ways to make them for him. But I found the Flip Cook, which allows you to make pancakes and eggs in, like, flowers or heart shapes. You can also make them in the traditional rounds. But, yeah, I think they're fun and fun for the kids.
Cool.
So, I have that up at kiss951.com.
Okay, Roy, we're going to keep the spotlight on Loren.
Oh, thank God.
Do you shop at a Harris Teeter in Ballantyne?
Yeah, of course I do.
Grocery shop there?
Yeah.
Okay, because somebody sent us a text message. You broke the golden grocery store checkout no-no.
No.
Did you write a check?
No, I did not write a check. I can assure you I didn't write a check. Okay. I don't even know where a checkbook is.
That's one of the rules, but there's another thing that you shouldn't do when you're at the grocery store checkout.
What did I do?
I think, quite honestly, we're all guilty of it, but this text message came through, and we're going to talk about it. You have to hear it in 6 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show.
So, Loren, you shop at a Harris Teeter in Ballantyne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a text message from someone that said you broke the checkout golden rule.
I don't know what I did.
Well, there's two things that you can do to break the checkout golden rule, I think, Roy. See if you agree with me.
Okay.
One would be breaking out a check and writing a whole check.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
I understand.
I would never do that.
The older folk might do that. But it kind of holds everything up because they got to look at your ID. They got to match your address on the check to the address on your ID. Then they got to write something on the back of it. And it just slows the whole process down. Not to mention you've already had a bunch of groceries go into your cart.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other thing is, were you guilty, Loren, of checking out, saying you needed to get something? That item was in the back corner in the freezer section, and you said, I'll be right back with people standing behind you. Did you do that last week?
I may have.
Wait, so you got to the line and realized you forgot something?
Yeah, I had frozen pizza on my list for cash, and I had to go back and get it. It didn't take me that long. It took me like 2 minutes. Not even. That's a long time. 2 minutes is a long time.
I was about to say.
I ran.
Text message 704 said, hey, something you guys might want to rib Loren about. We were standing behind her. I didn't say anything to her, but she did have to go pick up something in the back and made us all wait.
Oh, I would have totally let them go ahead of me, too, if they would have said something.
But
I'm
when
sorry.
You start checking out, you can't stop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they can't reset the...
No, I think they can. I think they can, like, leave that transaction and come back to it.
Oh, really?
I think.
But you told her, you said, hey, can, do you mind if I go run? You told the checkout person.
Yeah, she was still, like, I wasn't at the end of my checkout. Like, I was in the middle and realized that I had forgotten it. So I went back, and she was still scanning, like, you know.
Yeah, she was still working.
Yeah.
So they weren't she wasn't waiting for you to come back.
Right.
Oh, you're lucky. Now, I've been guilty of that. In fact, I did that myself a couple weeks ago.
Of run back?
Yeah, I had to go run and get something, and I asked a checkout person to keep an eye on Dean for me.
Oh,
he was too slow.
I was at least by myself.
Whoa. The checkout person turned into a babysitter.
Yeah, I go, Dean, stay here. I go, hey, just to be fair, make sure he doesn't walk away. I'll be right back.
Oh, my
gosh. That's a lot to put on a stranger that you've never met, Manny.
She was the checkout person, like a high school student working at the Teeter. What was she going to do? You think she's looking for Dean?
No.
I did cause a major backup at Publix. One day, evidently, the guy in the butcher forgot to put the price tag on all the meats. And so when I got up there, I actually was bulking up to freeze and like buying a bunch of meats at one time. And none of it had a sticker. And so some guy had to like take all mine, go back there, get it price tagged, come back, and I caused a massive backup. I mean, it was bad. But I wasn't the only one because other people were buying meats too. Like everything stopped in the store.
You know what I thought this person was going to say? Is like, and I try not to do this all the time, but if I have cash in the car, it's hard for me to take the cart all the way back to like the where the carts go. So sometimes I'm guilty of this. Occasionally, I will leave the cart in the parking lot.
Yeah, you're an awful human. That's an awful thing to do.
I know, but I have cash and it's, you know. Yeah,
but now it's going to hit another car.
No,
yes, it is.
No, I make sure it's in a good spot.
But it's. I hate the person that does that. I hate it. I'm like cussing right into my
I know. It's like the height of laziness. And my mother would like smack my hand for doing it. But it's hard when you get the baby in the car seat and you're like, now I got to go all the way back. And, you know, it's the whole thing.
But you know what the move is? When you have the cart and you don't want to walk, you know, to put it back in the little cart holder. Somebody that's walking into the store, you go, hey, you need a cart?
That's a good move.
That is a good move.
And they'll 9 times out of 10 go, they'll get one inside. They're like, I'm not bringing your cart. Mm-hmm. But I picked somebody up the other day that took it. So, all right, Loren. That's funny. I love when we're spotted.
All right. I'm sorry. I won't do it anymore.
Somebody from code 803 said, Manny, one time you came to Sky High Sports for a birthday party and made a big stink about the waiver. I met you and thought you were so nice, but when I told my boss I met you, he goes, that guy, he was upset about the waiver, LOL.
Were you really upset?
He wanted my address and everything. And I was like, for what?
Well, I guess so that you can't sue them.
They're not going to, like, send you stuff. It's just in case you get hurt there.
So I filled out the waiver. I gave them my name and I gave them my email. Right. They're like, we need full address and, like, phone number. I'm like, really?
Why are you so protective over that?
Don't make a big deal out of it.
You have to, don't you? Why is that a big deal?
You do, like, marketplace on Facebook where you have people coming to your house and you're worried about Sky High having your information.
Listen,
hang on. Don't tell me. Are you worried because of a celebrity status? You don't, okay.
No, honestly, the other side of it, too, is I was just too freaking late. I didn't feel like filling out a whole waiver. You know what I mean? Like, I went there for a birthday party. I just wanted to hang.
And instead, you wore somebody out.
And I wore somebody out. All right. So, sorry about that.
You're such a jerk.
How did this go from Loren to me?
I don't know, but I like it.
Disable the text messages.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
All right, we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah. So people, we've noticed on these Facebook marketplaces, you know, when we try to sell something for cash, they like to offer you trade instead, services.
You said your dad did this.
Oh, my gosh. He trades everything.
Wow.
Everything you could think of.
So, but your dad was, like, trading on services. So, if he was working on somebody's house or something, right?
He brought home a motorcycle, a jet ski, basketball hoops, china.
Yesterday, we talked to someone whose dad did construction on a home or electric work, and he did it to trade for jet skis. And she's like, we don't live near the lake or the ocean, so they just sat in my yard.
Same here. We had a cherry picker at one point that was rusty, and I was too afraid to get inside of it.
The cherry picker truck?
Yeah, like, you know, the little crane that goes, crane that goes up in the air. I'm like, you're going to get to the top, and it's going to snap in half.
So our plan, Loren, is to do this. We're going to start with an item, and then we need someone to call in and make a trade of equal or better value than that item. And then we'll take the next caller and trade that item. And we're going to see what we can get. Because Roy swears that somebody traded a paperclip and ended up with a house.
Yeah, I was on TED Talk.
He traded and traded and traded until he got big enough to get a house?
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, it has to be an item you actually have. But here's the thing. We're not going to actually take the item. This is just going to be virtual. Okay. What are we starting with here in the studio, Loren? Look around you. What are we going to start with as our first trade item?
I thought yesterday we said we were going to start with a pen.
Well, you know what, though? We have hand sanitizer. Somebody could be sick, and they're willing to trade for hand sanitizer.
Okay. You cool starting with that? I was going to say Loren's cup. What's
hey,
it saying?
I like my cup.
I can't see it.
It's Old Baldy. It's from Baldhead Island.
Oh, my gosh. That.
So if you've never been to Baldhead Island and you want to ball out like you have, you don't have that cup. All right. I like what Roy's got in his hand.
Okay. We have a Care One Vitamin E antibacterial hand sanitizer. If you want to trade for this, 704-570-9595.
Looking for somebody who wants to trade us something for the hand sanitizer. Now, how much would you say is left in that pump bottle?
A little over half.
Oh, good. Okay. So it's worth something. Because mine's empty on this side.
Maybe it's time to throw it away then.
It's got a little left. 704-570-9595. This is what's known in the radio business as Tradio, producer Nicole. We talked yesterday off the air, and we're like, let's do Tradio tomorrow. And she goes, are we really doing that?
Yeah.
Yes!
It's 8 fluid ounces of, well, I guess now technically more like 6 fluid ounces. I'm right now applying it to my hands.
Maybe someone's a germ person that needs to... something on their desk when they shake hands, business meetings, you know.
I wonder what people are going to offer us.
Nicole's on the phone
probably
with somebody.
Nothing.
Probably bartering off the air.
Yeah.
Nicole's going to take whatever the person's offering by. Well, forget it. I won't tell them. I'll take that for myself.
We got a text message. Do you want a text message to start this off? 864 said, I got half a bottle of Jack Daniels for your hand sanitizer.
Hey, let's go to Leo.
Sold on the Jack Daniels?
Let's hold on to that offer. Because it's in the morning. Who wants to drink Jack in the morning? Let's go to Leo and Cornelius.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, Leo.
What's going on, guys?
All right, we have half of a vitamin E. What would you trade for that?
How about the phone clip or an OtterBox for iPhone 6 Plus?
iPhone 6 Plus? That's like the old one.
You had us an OtterBox, and then we started losing you. It's like, hey, I have a car for you. It doesn't have an engine.
Hey, I'm a mechanic. I can make it work.
I love that. All right. Let's take the OtterBox.
Okay.
That's definitely more value than...
Yeah.
Don't tell him that. Well, he knows that. That's why he's trading.
Okay.
Leo... He really needs the hand sanitizer.
There you go. That's right.
All right. So now we have an OtterBox holster for an iPhone 6 Plus.
Okay. Leo... Thank you so much. Enjoy the virtual hand sanitizer.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Leo. Okay. Now, the OtterBox. Now we're getting somewhere. What can we get for the OtterBox?
Now, it's only for iPhone 6 Plus. So the tough part is getting somebody who has an iPhone 6 Plus.
Oh, there'll be people.
Okay.
You know, it's not that easy to upgrade. You still got to pay. You get locked into another contract if you go through AT&T.
704-570-9595. If you want to trade, clearly this is failing. Not many people are calling in.
Come on, people.
How come like in Fillmore, Illinois, where no one's heard of the radio station there, this is a hit? We do it in the big city, Charlotte, where we got millions of listeners, and everyone's like, what are you guys doing?
Come on, give us something for the OtterBox. 704-570-9595.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's something that used to happen a long time ago. People would gather around the radio. And it was like a yard sale that would just unfold on broadcast. Mm-hmm. And it was called Tradio. It was so cool. You would be able to call into a show and say, hey, I got this. Who wants it? And then other people would call in and make bids.
In fact, the Howard Stern Show has made Tradio popular again because they prank call Tradio with ridiculous requests a lot.
Yes, it still happens like in small cities across the country.
And on the internet.
There's internet Tradios.
But yesterday, Loren, we got into the conversation because somebody was selling something and then someone made an offer and that wasn't an item.
Yeah, Nicole and I have been using Facebook Marketplace to like buy and sell some things. Well, Nicole bought a jersey on Facebook Marketplace, and when she went to go pick it up, the guy was like, oh, thank you for offering me cash. Like, I've had somebody offer me a back rub, a hammock, like different things. We were like, what?
So far, we started out with hand sanitizer. We now have an OtterBox holster for an iPhone 6 Plus.
Somebody wants that.
Let's see what we can do.
All right, let's say hi to Eric in Lincolnton.
Eric in Lincolnton. Eric, hi. So what would you trade for the OtterBox holster iPhone 6 Plus?
I was just going through my wallet and I found a Starbucks gift card. It's got about $30 on it.
$30?
And I can use a 6 Plus case for my kids. They got a phone that needs a little protection, so...
I hate to tell you, but I think you can get a 6 Plus on eBay for, like, I don't know.
Well, hang on.
stop her.
What are you doing?
Well, I also have to wait on shipping, too, don't I?
That's true, and you need it now.
We're going to virtually hand it to you right now.
And there's nothing more in your wallet?
Oh, good point.
There's some cash. You can't have that.
Okay. $30. I mean, this thing's probably a solid 20, but worth 20.
All right, Eric.
I'm really reaching, by the way.
We're taking the gift card.
Awesome.
All right.
Enjoy the OtterBox for the iPhone 6, bud.
Thank you very much. My kids will enjoy it, and so will my wife, so we don't have to buy them another phone.
Okay, hang on. We're not really, just so you know. Okay, Eric, this is all fake. We're not trading. Okay.
Absolutely.
He knows.
I just want to make sure he knows.
Yeah, our boss has made that clear. Yeah. Like, let's make sure nobody shows up down here looking for the new car.
Yeah.
By the way, what's our ultimate goal here?
Like, I don't know. It'd be nice if it's something big.
That's what I thought. Like a scooter, something that we can have fun with, a moped.
Okay, so right now we have an Starbucks gift card, about $30 left. Let's see what we can get for that. 704-570-9595. We have Adrian. Adrian?
Yes.
Okay. Adrian, would you like a $30 gift card to Starbucks?
Hell yeah.
What would you trade for that?
I have 2 Adidas men's polos in my trunk.
Let me see if this math pays out here.
Are they from, like, ex-boyfriends, current boyfriends? Have they been washed? I need more information.
They're brand new. I bought them for my younger brother, and then he never wanted them, and I forgot where I purchased them, so now I can't return them.
Perfect. Hey, those things are like $30 a pop.
Ooh, good. We just traded up.
All right. Okay, well, before she realizes she made a dumb thing, you got the $30 Starbucks gift card. Okay, so now...
We're going to virtually hand you
that. Thanks, Adrian.
We now have 2 Adidas men's polos valued at $65.
We are looking for a scooter, some sort of a dirt bike, motorcycle, or something like that that we could ride and have fun with in here, wink, wink, as our ultimate goal. What are you smiling at?
Because I'm just amused by this whole bit.
No, we started out with hand sanitizer, half a bottle, and we now got something valued at $65.
Okay.
Who's the real winners here?
We are.
That's right.
So I do believe that guy. There's a TED Talk. He said he traded a paperclip for a house.
How long did it take him?
I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing. It was like a 20-minute video. I don't have time to commit to that.
I just scrubbed through to the end.
Yeah. All right. 704-570-9595. This can't be a text bit. You got to actually call us. We have to have a conversation with you. On the table now, 2 Adidas sweatshirt, polo shirts that Roy values at $65 with a combined value. What are you willing to trade us? We'll take more calls. We're going to run this right through the 10 o'clock, right to 10 o'clock.
That's good.
With the hopes that we get a scooter or a motorcycle, moped, bicycle, any one of those things that we can ride over here.
All right.
Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We got Carly and Charlotte. As of right now, on Tradio, we have Adidas polos, 2 of them, and they're currently valued at $65. Carly and Charlotte, what would you trade for these 2 Adidas polos?
I'll take your 2 Adidas polos for my kayak.
A kayak?
Now, is there a hole in the kayak?
Yeah, why are you getting rid of this kayak?
No. Well, to be completely honest, I bought it 2 years ago, and I've only taken it out 1 time. So it's virtually a brand new kayak with a paddle. I just haven't had time to take it out, and not really a desire to drive all the way to the lake, so take my kayak.
And we said we wanted something that we could, like, ride around in. We were looking for a scooter, a bicycle, a moped, motorcycle, something like that. Now, here's the problem, though. We have someone on hold, Carly. Not that we don't want to say thank you for your trade offer, but Steven in Charlotte wants to give us... Hold on, let's bring him in. Hey, Steven.
Hey.
Okay, you're on the phone with Manny, Roy, and Loren, and Carly. Carly just offered us a kayak. What are you willing to give us for the Adidas polo shirts?
Yeah, polo shirts.
I have a Gears of War Xbox 360, so it's the red and the black Gears of War logo on it.
Well, which one do we take?
Which one's check the value worth more, you think?
I think the kayak.
Did you say an Xbox 360?
Yeah.
That's like super old.
You know, that's like 3 generations old, right? You can literally take the kayak on the water today.
Steven, what do you say to that?
Yep. I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
She said that the Xbox 360 is 3 generations old. Why should we take that? And what's your response?
It's 2 generations old, and it's a limited edition one, so you could probably get 100 or more out of it.
So right now I can buy a Xbox 360 320 gigabyte Gears of War edition. It's red and black for $99 pre-owned. I'm looking on kayaks. I'm looking for kayaks, Carly, and they range from like 150 to 400. Where do you think yours was?
Probably about two.
I think we got to take the
Steven,
kayak.
Thank you for offering the trade, buddy. We're going to take the kayak, okay?
All right, thank you, man.
Sorry that you don't get these Adidas polo shirts. Carly, I'm also sorry you don't get the Adidas polo shirts. It's just virtual.
Of course. This is not real.
Well, of course.
Okay, so you now virtually have your polo shirts. We now have your kayak.
And by the way, there's no other way I'd want to have a kayak than virtually have a kayak, by the way.
That's so true.
Like, the kayak in the lake sounds like hell, Carly.
Okay, so
well, when you have it on the lake, it's fun, but, like, you got to put the rack on your car and
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole thing to get it.
All right, you enjoy your polos, okay? Thanks for the kayak.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, now we have a kayak for $200. And by the way, she said this thing's like new, only took it out like once or twice.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.